In the early 1950s, Cleveland disc jockey Alan Freed revolutionized the music world. Borrowing a ghetto term for sexual fornication, he coined the term rock and roll. The Encyclopedia Britannica yearbook for 1956 described rock and roll as, quote, insistent savagery, deliberately competing on the artistic ideals of the jungle. The Christian community cried aloud against this tool of Satan. But in the 70s, a sinister hand began planting a small but deadly seed, and the once hallowed walls began to crumble. And like a raging hurricane, rock began desecrating the sacred music of the church. What you're about to hear is frightening. We're going to see what's lurking under the cover of contemporary Christian music. This short message will not even scratch the surface. The queen bee of Christian rock is Amy Grant. Amy sung Baby Baby was unprecedented in gospel music history, topping the chart as the number one spot on Billboard magazine. Is the secular world coming to Jesus? Not hardly. People magazine says of Amy's video, Baby Baby, there's saintly Amy cuddling some hunky guy and crooning Baby Baby into his ear and looking pretty sleek and sinful. But after all, Amy confesses, quote, I'm trying to look sexy to sell a record. Amy's husband, Gary Chapman, confessed in People magazine of an 8-year cocaine and marijuana addiction. Amy says, quote, I'm isolated when I walk into a room and somebody says, she's a Christian, and nobody offers me a joint, and all the cocaine disappears. On Amy's video, That's What Love Is For, Amy is seen dressed in a red robe, which is symbolic of witchcraft rituals, and also in the video, Amy is seen flashing on the palms of her hand a 6-pointed star, a hexagram. The hexagram is the most powerful and evil symbol in witchcraft. It is used to place a hex or curse on someone by calling forth demons. And the primary point of contact in the transmission of spirits is the hand. Fast following the footsteps of Amy is Sandy Patty. Sandy Patty is the highest paid gospel entertainer in the world, averaging $75,000 for a 2-hour performance, not to mention profits from her many gold records. At $37,000 an hour, who is Sandy Patty really serving? Jesus Christ said in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Discovered within the last few years are demonic-inspired and hidden messages in rock songs when played backwards. It's called backmasking. I'm going to play a part of Sandy Patty's song, Shepherd of My Heart. But when it's played backwards, an entirely different message is heard, as you'll hear clearly, yeah, I love Satan. Christian rock is soaked in satanic backmasking. Who put those messages in there? Someone else is inspiring these performers. One of the most disturbing performers is Michael W. Smith, the idol of screaming young Christian girls. Inside Music, January-February 91 says, his concerts draw hundreds of thousands of fans each year, mostly teenage girls who scream out their affection for him nonstop. On the back of Smith's album, The Big Picture, is Michael W. Smith's name backwards. A common satanic practice taught by Satanist Aleister Crowley. Crowley is very popular in the rock music world. Having counseled teenagers in Satanism, I know from experience one of the first signs of satanic influence is writing backwards. But something even more frightening appears on the album. The M in Michael and the T in Smith is part of the runic alphabet used in witchcraft and Satanism. Only someone involved in the occult would know such an alphabet exists. In the book, Web of Darkness, former Satanist Sean Seller says, quote, runic are the oldest form of occult knowledge and magic. Their use sets a person against God. The most popular song in rock history is a satanically inspired Stairway to Heaven by the group Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin are devout followers of Satanist Aleister Crowley. In the song Stairway to Heaven, they sing, "There's a feeling I get when I look to the West." Why the West? In the occult, the West is sacred. In Aleister Crowley's book, Magic in Theory and Practice, he says of the occultist, "In the West, he gains energy." Michael W. Smith curiously has an album titled, "Go West, Young Man." In the song, "Go West, Young Man," he openly sings, "I'm blazing a trail that leads to vice, so easily enticed by darker means.
I'm blazing a trail that leads to vice, so easily enticed by darker means."
Have you ever wondered why the name Jesus Christ is not found on Michael W. Smith's last four albums? Webster Dictionary defines blasphemy as lack of reverence for God. Blasphemy saturates Christian rock, such as the blasphemous humor of Carmen Dominic Luciardello, better known as Carmen. His blasphemous street jive dialogue between John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ on his video, Live, Radically Saved, is absolutely disgusting. Here's a sample.
Now look over, he said, "Good. You Lamb of God? You Lamb of God? You Lamb of God, man." I want to talk to you now, man. I want to talk to you now. But Jesus just kind of walks over. It's sort of like Messiah type walks. So. Whatever. And John said, "Cuz, you hear me. You the man. You Lamb of God. Man. Lamb of God, brother. Man, you don't tell me nothing, man." I mean, this is a wild, but. Now, I don't know. I mean, I never had anybody in my family make it big. I mean, it's great.
Jesus Christ made it big? Listen, friend, the Bible says in Galatians 3:13 that Jesus Christ died a curse for sinful man. Is making it big being beaten, smitten, spit upon, mocked, and crucified? Carmen's sick humor is among the lowest blasphemy I've ever heard. And God's people defend this trash. Carmen's resurrection rap video portrays our Lord Jesus Christ as a confused street hippie, while the Pharisees and apostles are black street gangs. The crucifixion takes place in a back alley gang fight. Jesus Christ is buried in a garbage dumpster and rises from the smoke. And naturally, Carmen throws in a little of the occult, as the prophetic voice is not that of the Word of God, but believe it or not, satanic tarot cards tells the Calvary story. Now, friend, there's nothing funny about Carmen. I could easily spend several hours on the blasphemy of Carmen. It shows the sick spiritual condition of God's people to tolerate such godless blasphemy. Carmen's videos are filled with satanic symbols, such as his video, Witch's Imitation. It's drenched in satanic symbols. Pentagrams and the satanic salute are flaunted in the video. And now there's even Christian rap, like the group DC Talk.
"My God is doing a brand new thing, but since time began, he remains the same."
Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, "There is no new thing under the sun," but not according to DC Talk. In New Thing, they blasphemously sing, "God is doing a new thing through our music." And where did DC Talk get together? You guessed it. At Jerry Falwell's Liberty University. And what does Brother Falwell think of his rapping rockers? In Calendar Magazine, Falwell says, quote, "During Toby, Michael, and Kevin Stinner at Liberty University, it was obvious to me that God had great plans for these young men and their powerful program." That's quite a statement by Brother Falwell, is considering the fact that Kevin was kicked out of Liberty for a drinking problem. And just when you thought it couldn't possibly get any worse, the bottom fell out. With long womanish hair, earrings, mascara, lip gloss, eyeshadow, and effeminate clothes, Stryper officially demolished any convictions left in Christian music. Why Christians tolerate such ungodly behavior is frightening. And despite the Bible's clear warnings, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, and it goes on to say, nor effeminate shall inherit the kingdom of God. The demonic creatures from the bottomless pit in Revelation chapter 9 are described as their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women. Striper's not exactly your good little Christian boys. In 1989, Striper toured with the secular rockers White Line. Drummer Greg DeAngelo of White Line says, quote, we threw a party. We filled up a bathtub with beer and champagne. The Striper guys came, and we were having a great time rolling in the aisles and chasing skirts. About 2 in the morning, Robert Sweet was whacked, drunk. He was being dragged around on his tiptoes by 2 women holding him up. And Striper has the nerve to sing, In God We Trust. Striper wears the number 777, supposedly depicting the biblical number of perfection. But 777 is also highly esteemed in witchcraft and Satanism. In fact, Satanist Aleister Crowley even wrote a book entitled 777. The Treasury of Witchcraft says of the number 7, quote, this number in occult rites possess mystical implications. Triple repetition is characteristic of magic ritual. Striper's logo is a triangle with the number 7 in each corner. According to David Meyer, an authority on the occult, the logo is, quote, one of the most powerful of all satanic symbols. How come these Christian performers continually flash little-known satanic symbols? Friend, the evidence is overwhelming. Christian rock is soaked in satanic influence. Author and researcher Tex Mars discovered a network of Satanists called Radicals, and one of their rules, they could only listen to Christian rock. One of Striper's albums is entitled To Hell with the Devil. Everyone assumes that To Hell with the Devil means for the devil to go to hell. But in light of the above information, could it really be an invitation to go to hell with the devil? Glenn Fraser of the Rez Band says, quote, we're musical John the Baptist. I think God's called us to be prophets. Well, whose prophets are they? In their song, Fiend or Foul, they sing for Satan in the first person. I kill the children before they're born. Their little feet begin to form. Don't buy them shoes, they won't be worn. I kill children, I am not scorned. On the cover of their album, Rainbow Inn, is a mother goddess with serpent-like hair sitting in a satanic circle. This is part of their song, Every Waking Hour. But when played backwards, you'll hear something quite different. You'll hear them sing clearly, I love Satan, I love you so. In DeGarmo and Key, they blatantly sing in their song 666, my number is 666, flight 666 departing, and then it ends with a satanic laugh. On the cover of their album, Powerhouse, the group Whiteheart subtly flashes on a bowling ball the satanic salute. In 1985, the group Whiteheart's lead singer was arrested for child molestation. The group Petra recorded the Argent song, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, one of the most perverted songs ever recorded. They sing, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, put it in the soul of everyone. Blasphemy. The same song is on the perverted rock group Kiss's latest album. The name Petra supposedly is the Greek word Petra, meaning rock, but Petra was also the capital of ancient Edom, a pagan land according to Malachi 1 verse 4, quote, whom the Lord hath indignation forever. Petra was a place of satanic human sacrifices, and in their song, Praise You the Lord, here it is, Ford. But when it's played backwards, you'll clearly hear, Hail Satan. How's Philippians 4:8 says? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, think on these things. Here are some lovely names of Christian rock bands: Torn Flesh, Choose Death, Dancing Naked, Lust Control, Lethal Fix, Brimstone, Cut the Crap, Love Kills, Infected, pure songs like Praise the Lord, Beat My Head In, and Drown the Devil in the Urinal. How about a song called Pray Naked by 770? Friends, some of these lyrics by these so-called Christian performers sold at your Christian bookstore are too filthy to repeat on this tape. And they have the audacity to claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ. How's One Bad Pig for a godly Christian name? Here's their song, You're a Pagan. Feeling low, smoke a joint. Cuss real loud, make your point. You're a pagan. That's what you be with a capital P. There's no faking. Fry like a pagan. You're a pagan. Guess who's on their album Ice Cream Sunday? Johnny Cash. That's right. One Bad Pig does a duet with Johnny's own Man in Black, but it's done to the tune of the satanic AC/DC's Back in Black.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Then there's superstar Mark Farner, formerly of Grand Funk Railroad, the supergroup of the 70s. He's now singing for Jesus. One of his albums is entitled Some Kind of Wonderful. Sound familiar? It should. It was a sinful, lustful mega hit for Grand Funk in the 70s. Some of the lyrics, when she holds me in her arms, you know it sets my soul on fire. Yeah, when my baby's loving me, my heart becomes filled with desire. When she wraps her loving arms around me, it about drives me out of my mind. Well, my baby, she's all right. My baby's clean out of sight. Don't you know she's some kind of wonderful? Well, old Farner changed a few words, the she's and the babies, to Jesus, and did a remake for Jesus, not to mention the bucks he made for Mark Farner.
I've got a sweet loving Savior, and he knows how to treat me right. Now my Jesus, he's all right. Well, my Savior, sweet out of sight, y'all. Yes, he is Jesus, some kind of wonderful.
Then there's the Thrasher group Mortification. Now, how's that for a godly name? They have wonderful songs like Terminate Damnation, Inflamed, and Lymphar Sarcoma. Friend, these growling sounds come straight from hell. In their song Necromanticide, they sing rotting corpses buried deep, decomposing in a mangled heap. Unable to speak at all, only demons answer their call. Friend, these are some of the most popular groups out, recommended by men like Josh McDowell and Bob Larson, John MacArthur, Billy Graham, and many others. Now, what you're about to hear now is the longest-running number one song in gospel music history. It was number one for 24 consecutive weeks.
Tourniquet's first single, You Get What You Pray For, shot to number one, stayed there for 24 weeks in a row to become the longest-running number one song in gospel music history.
It's by the group Tourniquet. It's ironic that a tourniquet is used to stop the flow of blood. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves a precious soul from hell. Tourniquet actually wears on stage the most satanic symbol found, the goat of Mendes pentagram on their shirt. It's also found on the cover of the satanic Bible. You'd have to see these guys to believe it. And Tourniquet is one of the most popular Christian bands out. One of their big supporters is author and rock critic Bob Larson. Friend, we've come a long way from Dallas Holmes' Rise Again. Satan found a way in, and he has defiled Christian music. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6, "Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" But somebody says, but some of these Christian rock performers do sing about the Lord some. How is that possible if satanic influence is involved? Mark 5 says of the man possessed with devils, "When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. The unclean spirit worshiped Jesus Christ and called him Thou Son of the Most High God." It's not unusual in the Bible for demons to speak of Jesus or God. In Acts chapter 16, a girl possessed with a spirit of divination followed Paul and Silas, saying in verse 17, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." But verse 18 says, "But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." The message was fine, but the medium was satanic. The same as Christian rock. The medium is satanic no matter what the message. Rock has always been and will always be the devil's music. Sex pervert and rock star David Bowie said, quote, "Rock has always been the devil's music." Bad girl rocker Lita Ford says, quote, "Listen, rock and roll ain't church. It's nasty business." Friend, there's no such thing as Christian rock music. Just like there's no such thing as Christian adultery or Christian homosexuality. When it's rock, it ceases to be Christian. If you're listening to Christian rock, stop. If you're involved in a church that's feeding you this stuff, friend, get out. There's only one Christian rock, and according to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, that rock was Christ. As Deuteronomy 32, verse 31 says, "For their rock is not as our rock,